The first one I'm going to talk about is the Atlanta Barbecue Festival. That's happening this Friday and Saturday. It's at Atlantic Station. And you might want to go ahead and get your tickets early because they're only $6 in advance. They're $10 if you wait till you get there to the festival.
Now, will there be all styles and kinds of barbecue, from the Carolinas to that Alabama white sauce to the sweet Texas stuff?
Yeah, you can probably expect to see a little bit of everything. This is actually a Kansas City Barbecue Society sanctioned event, but they'll have all sorts of different things. They'll be having competitions, of course, professionals, amateurs, they'll all be competing with their barbecue. And one of my favorite things about it is the team names. Advanced Smokenomics, the Department of Porks and Rumperation. So those are some of the backyard teams. They'll have pro teams competing in categories in ribs, pork, and chicken. But yeah, that's just one of the barbecue festivals that are going on this weekend. Over in Decatur, they're having the Decatur Barbecue Blues and Bluegrass Festival. So with your barbecue, you get some really great music going on.
And as far as the musicians go, any big names some of us might recognize?
Yeah, that's the great thing about this festival. I think out of all of the festivals, they have some of the best music. They have Roxy Watson, a local roots rock band, who are really great. Larkin Poe, a local duo, who recently actually opened for Elvis Costello here in town and performed with him. The Georgia Flood, another great local band. And Michelle Malone, longtime favorite of Atlantans. She puts on a wonderful show.
So you think your life's not as good as another? Well, the grass ain't greener, just a different color.
And what is admission for this particular festival?
This festival is also $10. And like many of these barbecue festivals, that just covers your admission. You may end up paying a little bit for samples of the barbecue. And this is happening at Harmony Park over off of East Lake Drive.
Now, if you're in Northwest Metro, no need to despair. You have a big festival up there as well.
Next weekend, so this will be August 22nd and 23rd, the city of Kennesaw is doing their Pigs and Peaches Barbecue Festival. And this one's also sanctioned by the Kansas City Barbecue Society. So this is an official competition. You know, they're competing to move on to, you know, greater things.
The Olympics of barbecue.
That's right. They have lots of things going on here as well. It's a very kid-friendly festival. They have, you know, the inflatables and interactive games and all of that stuff that you'll find at many festivals. So it's sort of a street fair atmosphere. They'll have arts and crafts and things like that going on. And of course, like many barbecue festivals, you'll pay for your samples and your food and all of that sort of thing. But getting into the festival and enjoying the music and entertainment and the activities, that's completely free. Again, the City of Kennesaw's Pigs and Peaches Barbecue Festival is happening next weekend, August 22nd and 23rd, and that's at Adams Park in Kennesaw.
Shane, butterflies are one of the most fascinating creatures we have on this planet.
And I think kids especially can become really fascinated with nature through interacting with butterflies. And the Dunwoody Butterfly Festival is the perfect place to introduce your kids to butterflies. But really, the best part of it is the butterfly tents. And to make sure that you gain entree into the butterfly tents, you want to purchase your tickets in advance, and you'll also save a little bit of money on the tickets if you buy them early. They're just $8 in advance, whereas the day of the festival, they're going to be $10. And if you haven't experienced this, it's pretty amazing. They just have all of these butterflies surrounding you inside a tent. The Dunwoody Butterfly Festival is happening on Saturday, and it starts at 9 a.m. for the members of the Dunwoody Nature Center, but it opens to the public at 10 a.m.